This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
Jude, now we're going to put the torch on you. Tell us what's happening with the Victorian Pride Centre. What's the latest development?
The latest development is that the design competition has been launched.
Fantastic.
So I'm here to tell you today that the registration of interest has gone out through the Australian Institute of Architects and others, and it's able to be accessed via our website. That design competition will be overseen by a design jury, headed up by Dimity Reid. Professor Shane Murray from Monash is
Dimity
on it.
Reid is an old St Kilda councillor,
That's
if
exactly
I recall.
Right.
And an
She's
architect.
A long-term ally
Lovely.
Of the community. Sophie Daring is also on it, and she's an architect. Peter Elliott, a well-awarded architect. Also Stephen Barrow, who's from our board, will be on that design jury. So it's very exciting. Jill Garner, the state architect. So it is a star-studded...
It's a bit of a star-studded team you've got there.
Star-studded team that Dimity's been able to pull together with Andrew McKenzie as the architectural advisor. We have appointing a probity advisor as well. Keeping everyone honest. And it will be a three-stage process. So the ROI, the registration of interest, and then stage one and stage two that takes through concept designs, and then there'll be the announcement of a winner probably.
So ROI means that architectural firms, teams can actually register that they are interested in participating in this competition.
And there's a pass-fail test with them. They have to have had experience, and young architects will be able to join up with other firms, we're hoping. But they have to have had 10 years' experience as a registered architect and have designed a building worth $10 million or more, and have won two awards, one of which would be an Australian Institute of Architects Awards.
And is there an LGBTI factor in any of this?
So that is built into criteria. We have to be very careful in relation to overall discrimination, but they have to... In what they present, and in a 600-word piece, they have to say how they understand the design brief, their methodology, which will include their consultation
with the communities,
with us as the community. I don't mean us as the Pride Centre board, but the broader community. So what we've also done is come to a finalisation of the design brief. And I'd like to publicly thank Simona Castricum for helping work with me on that. Thank you, Simona. Dimity was the primary writer of that, and then I've worked with others to get everyone happy with what's in the,
and
in the brief.
Can anybody see that on the VPC website?
They will be able to when stage one is announced.
I don't mean to sound obsessive, and but you know my question that I'm going to ask was universal access and
yes,
built
it is.
Into the yes, design brief.
Yeah. It is, as is environmental sustainability, mm-hmm. As is making the building work, and so it's also got to be a constructible building within a $25 million
envelope. Budget.
So the design brief will be released as part of stage one. We're very excited about this. You know, this is really taking us to a new step. Mm. And also the City of Port Phillip is finalising the transfers, so it will be...
Well, haven't they done that yet?
That had to await due diligence, which in turn had to await our agreement with the state government. Believe you me, anyone who thinks that the Pride Centre Board is too corporate... There are so many hurdles and steps that we have to get
I'm
over.
I'm not saying that, Jude. What no, I'm saying not. Is you're what not. On earth are state and local governments doing, dragging their feet, releasing land and money to get this project off the ground?
These are the necessary things that we have to go through. But I'm so excited about the design competition and the design brief, the transfer of land, and also the board has established or is in the process of establishing a community reference group. I indicated at our July workshop that we would be doing that, and am very happy to be in that position to say that the terms of reference have been finalised, and that's going out to the full LGBTQI community to ask for people to nominate, and we will have a 28-member community reference group.
Jude, you would have been through this process. Like, I was cheering when I heard about your appointment, because you'd be so familiar, not only with the, you know, all the diligence issues and getting this together, but also the community engagement. You'd have done this. Is there an equivalent in Brisbane or Adelaide or some of your...
You and I go back a long way, Rhonda.
Kate Millett days.
Kate Millett days.
We probably danced together, the women's dances.
We did dance together, Rhonda. And... for many years, I worked as a regional social planner in the inner urban region of Melbourne, and got the neighbourhood house movement set up, the inner urban regional housing network, and etc. So, yes, I do understand community engagement processes.
So, Jude, two questions for me. Timelines. When can we expect to see some designs? And my second question is about the reference group. How can people nominate to be part of that group?
Yes, we're sending out a note to the whole of the community, and we will also be including something on our Pride Centre website.
Fantastic. So the message to all of our listeners is go straight to the Victorian Pride Centre website for an update on the design brief and the design project, including the timelines, I presume, and then secondly, how to participate in the community reference group.
Yes, these are very important developments.
They certainly are. That's a lot of work. I'm not underestimating that at all.
No, so the milestones to your question... really in relation to the design competition, we're expecting to announce the winner in January, February.
Great.
Then it goes into detailed design and town planning approvals, and there'll be consultation with the community through some of those processes. And then we will go to a construction tender, which I'm hopeful we can really move along and do that by October, so that we can get construction started before the end of next year.
Fantastic.
Jude, when I spoke to you, and I know you've had experience of this, about the centre, you were very keen that the centre is a place, but there's also a radiating sort of networks, that it isn't all focused on a place. The Pride Centre will be a much broader concept. Has that been thought through anymore, or is the effort going into the actual getting the centre going?
We've been very happy to receive a grant from the state government to pursue the virtual Pride Centre. So we'll be working closely with Joy radio station. Congratulations, Joy, for all the work that you're doing on marriage equality, and also the support for the community through that. So we'll be doing that, and also working with Switchboard on setting up the virtual Pride Centre.
Yeah.
Both very good news. Jude, thank you very much for your regular updates. Thanks for coming into the studio. We always love hearing what you've got to say. And thank you for championing our causes and support for our community. We could spend the whole afternoon chatting. Maybe we should have you in again pretty soon.
Yeah, well, I'd like to talk about our work with the Transgender Victoria community.
Great.
I think that would be important to do. I would love to do that. And also with members of the LGBTI community who have ability issues, and how we're also going to be running a workshop with them.
We will definitely take you up on that and have you back in the studio.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.